back the horse up between the shaves and facing him to the horse. And of course, they have a thing back there, a single tree back there on the back of the shave that you hook his gear to, his, whatever he's pulling by, you know.
Would you say anything to the horse to make him back up there in between it?
Yeah, wool back up, something like that, you know. Of course, you mind you had to show him most of the time. You had to mind you back him. You could, sometime he'd back up, but not very often.
Well, now, on those buggies, what were the wheels like?
Well, they were just little wooden spokes and metal rims, you know, iron rims, and just wooden spokes. And have a little hub for them spokes to go in, you know, to go on your axle of your buggy. A buggy had an axle, you know, an old iron deal that went on across, and that you just have a little hub, and the spokes went into that hub, and then the rim of the buggy went on the end of the spokes. You know, they'd usually be about this high from the ground, you know, the wheel would.
About 4 feet?
Approximately. About 4 feet. I don't know exactly.
What was the rim connected to?
It was just facing right on top of the, there was a wooden rim that the spokes went in, and then the iron rim went on top of that wooden rim, you see. One end of the spokes went into the hub, and they angled out and went into another wooden rim that is on the other end of the spokes, and then the iron rim went on that. See what I'm talking about?
Oh, I see. Well, now, those wheels, I guess they were made out of several pieces of wood, right?
Oh, yeah, they'd make those spokes at hand, a lot of them, just made them out of wood, just used, I don't know what, they had regular lathes, you know, that they could make them with, make those spokes at these factories, and just turn them out there with the bunches, you know, those spokes.
What did you call each one of those pieces of the wood, though, that the wooden rim was made of? Did you ever hear
that? Rim. Call that the rim. Buggy rim.
You ever hear of the felly?
The what?
The felly. You ever hear that part called a felly?
Felly?
It's part of the wheel.
No, I don't believe we ever did.
Well, now, what if you were going to get wood and your wood pile was a long way from the house, you might drive your buggy down there, or your wagon down there, and put wood on it and bring it back here and dump it in your front yard and go back and get some more. And what would you say you were doing if you were doing something like that?
Well, we hardly ever done that. We always just hauled our wood up at first close enough to the house that we'd just get it from the pile that we put it into the house.
Oh, I see.
To, you know, and just bring it right in the house from that pile. You know, we never did pile it. Of course, now, sometimes they'd cut wood and they'd call it cords of wood. They'd cord it up out in the pasture then, and when they got time, they'd haul it to the house, you know. Stack it up in cords.
Well,
cords or piles, either one. Sometimes they'd cord it and sometimes they wouldn't. Most of the time, it's for your own use. You wouldn't even cord it. You'd just pile it up in piles, you know.
Well, last night, I was listening to this tape from yesterday, and day before yesterday, and you were telling about a prize pole.
Yeah.
And I was saying how bad the roads must have been then.
Oh, they were just terrible. They were just mighty impossible. It's just hard for anybody to go anywhere by themselves at all. Usually had three or four fellas go together, or one or two fellas, because you just couldn't hardly make it from here to Huntsville. Those old black lands would just get so boggy and bad.
Really?
And those prize poles that I tell you about, some fella would just cut a good prize pole, and we like to take care of that prize pole. We didn't necessarily have them just placed there, you know, just in any certain place. But when we did have a good prize pole, we'd try to take care of it and put it out of the mud when we get through with it, so next fella come along would have it, or when we come back along, we figured we'd be back along needed again, you know.
Well, will you ever drive along the road after a storm or something, there'd be a tree blown down or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we usually have something to cut it out with. If it did, we'd have to turn around and go back or do something if you couldn't get around it, you know.
What about if it was just a little tree? Would you just grab part of it?
If you could. If there's little enough you could handle it, you'd just get it out yourself, you know.
What would you say you're doing? You say, I got to...
Well, I've got to clean the tree out of the road, about all I know, you'd say.